What's up, guys? This is Primetime with Travie T. I'm your host, Primetime Travie T himself. And today I'm here with the man with the greatest hair in Columbus.
The boy, the kid.
Chaos. I'm going to give up his secret. It's apricot jelly.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Jam.
Jam. Not jelly. Not jelly. You know jam. Just,
yeah.
All up in the hair.
Nah, so we've got a running joke like in our group, man. Like, they think that I'm putting something in here. This is just man, mom. This is my mom. Hair. Like, that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? That's his jeans.
I don't believe him.
That's all it is.
I still don't believe him. He said all he put is water in there.
It's water, bro. I swear. Today I got in the shower, fluffed it up a little bit. That's it.
That's it.
Water.
Damn.
I swear.
That's crazy. Terrell don't believe you either.
No, he's never going to believe me. Terrell's a hater.
So, Kid Chaos here.
In the flesh.
In person.
Yes, sir.
How you been?
Chilling, bro. I'm feeling good. Feeling great. You know, I'm on keto right now.
So are you? Okay.
I don't know if you know anything about that.
I do. I was on keto for a while. So.
You were, yeah. So it gets the job done.
Yeah, it does.
So I'm feeling a little lively today. I'm good.
You're a little energetic.
Yeah, I'm great, bro.
You were on. What were you on before?
I was just on like a reflux diet because like I got this whole situation going on with my esophagus and my vocal cords or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to keep the acid down.
Yeah.
Like, low acidic foods and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what I was on before, but now I'm switching it up to, it's like high fat, which is, fat is really acidic, right? But there's less inflammation
with
all that. So yeah, we're gonna see how that goes. But, yeah, I'm feeling good so far. So we're on like day three out here.
So this trying to do healthy. It.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I try to do my thing.
So for those of you that don't know, I'm gonna call you Jalen cause that's your real name.
Yeah. That's me. Jalen. I'm still used to just Jalen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I did the same thing earlier with another artist, but Jalen is a musician.
Mm-hmm.
You're a YouTube star.
Mm-hmm.
Actor.
Star, I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Actor.
I do a little bit
of acting. What else you do?
What don't I do? I edit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I do I try to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like too well versed, but like I do Premiere Pro and all that.
Sure.
Think about maybe getting into photography. I don't know. That might not be.
I've been thinking about getting into photography for like a few years now.
It's a wave right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's also just expensive.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. It's,
I need a camera. Like, right now, we're filming off a webcam.
Yeah.
Is what it is. But, like, to get a camera, like, a good camera that would, it's like minimum, you're spending like almost $500.
Dude, my boy Joseph, shout out to him. He just actually had to shoot with him last night. He had a camera that's like $2,000. Like, cost him $2,000.
Joseph-y?
Just the base. No, this is a different Joseph. My boy Joseph Staten. Yeah. He just got a camera that was $2,000. And it's like, that's like baseline, honestly, if you want to get like
that's crazy.
Straight up quality shots. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's just for the body too, not even including the lens or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's crazy to me. Like when I was like, I have a couple of photography friends and like I was like, oh, like give me some like ideas of what to get. They all recommended the same camera. I don't remember what it was now. It was a Nikon or something like that, or Canon or something. But it was like $750. They're like, this is a good starter camera. I said, what?
Yeah, like, nah, I'm straight.
I was thinking I was gonna spend $200 tops. You know what I mean, like for to get into it. But they're like, no, like those are worthless. Don't do that. And I'm like, you're paying $200 for it. Can't be worthless,
right?
You know what I mean, like it got would be worth something. Like,
something.
Maybe worth at least $200. So how long you been in music?
Honestly, bro, I think I did this. I started this up when I was like 19. I'm 22 now, so it's like year three out here, right?
Okay, wow.
So I just kind of went hard, like you know, like I jumped right into it, and I always like I've always been about music, bro. Like I used to ride with my mom in the car, and I always would just crank that joint up like super high, like listening to Avril Lavigne too, bro. I'm saying, like stuff that you wouldn't think that this black kid would be listening to, bro. But like that's kind of what I was put on to.
Yeah,
so I've always been about melodies and vocals.
Sure.
And all that. So, my mom would listen to like Nickelback or whatever. Like,
I'm with it. I was gonna say, like, so because like I remember us having a conversation before of like, are you a rapper or a singer? And you were like, no, I'm a singer. Like, I'm a singer.
Yeah.
And you were like, and I do alternative music.
Bro, yeah. You know
and that saying? Was like that was like boggled my mind because like I've heard your music before and like I get it now. Like when you said it, it made sense, but I wouldn't have put you there to begin with.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, it doesn't make sense. Like. I like that. So who were your inspirations?
So growing up, like, well, probably about high school. It was probably like high school. I feel like I started to really listen to Like my dad always played Tupac, like that was a thing, yeah. Right? But I was like he's the GOAT, right? But that I didn't really like identify. It was kind of like one of the things where like you just kind of go with what your parents said, sure. Whatever. Like obviously Tupac is the GOAT. We're not going to discredit that. But for me personally, like my idol became like Childish Gambino and like Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Like the people who like kind of like broke the molds for like what hip hop could really be. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was kind of got into that like nerd realm a little bit with Childish Gambino. So I kind of do like model like how I approach like entertainment and everything like that. Like in Childish Gambino, like after Childish Gambino a little bit. But as far as like my sound right now, I'm loving the Juice WRLD. You know, okay. Sound. You know
yeah, I can feel that.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's great. Like Juice WRLD, Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith is slept on.
Straight up, bro. Yeah, like if you heard the Sire, the last album or one of the last.
Yeah, I've heard a couple songs off there.
He's crazy, bro. Like yeah. he's a master. Like
it's I've always liked him, but like I didn't feel like oh he's like one of the better artists, but he's getting there in my opinion. Like he's slept on.
Bro, you wouldn't think so, like with putting out Never Say Never or whatever.
Yeah,
like
the old exactly. Jones, yeah,
like, you would not see what he's doing today. Like you didn't see that coming at all.
Bro. No, because he kind of dropped the acting career, right? Like he dropped that little to focus bit. On music more.
He actually put out a movie this year.
Did he? Okay.
With Cara Delevingne.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of it at all, but it was dope.
What was it called?
Like, it was like Life in a Year. I think something like that. In a year? Yeah, okay. Where like this girl like she gets like cancer and like she's got like a year to live, and so.
Oh,
he falls in love with her. Yeah, he falls in love with her and like tries to like live.
That's like my kind of movie. I like the like dope. Coming of age like
yeah.
romance bullshit.
It was beautiful, man. It was having tears.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, check it out, bro.
But so you just had a project drop.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of that again?
That was No Stars in the City. So, okay. Yeah, it's supposed to be like a parallel between like an actual like how it's like. Oftentimes in life we can get caught up in like all the like the artificial lights and like I kind of think of it like if you're walking through New York City, right? Yeah. You can't see like the real stars, right? Like when you're in like an actual like urban area, you cannot mm-hmm. see the stars in the sky. Like no, all you sure. see is these bright lights, the yeah. flashing lights. It's artificial, it's fake, you know. And you know how like when you're out in a field, all you see is the moon, you see all these real lights, and it's like to me that says something because it's like when you're surrounded by all this fakeness, by all this, you know, artificialness, it's like you can't tell like what's real, like what's fake. Yeah. And it's like, you know, so I kind of just wanted to touch on that in a little 5-song EP. I didn't go too in depth, but it's just something that I like to, with my music, I like to be really ambiguous kind of, you know, yeah. like I don't like to get into too specific of my scenarios because I want people to be able to like apply that
sure.
to their yeah. lives, you know? So I touched on like loose subjects that had to do with that, but just getting caught up in the life, just getting caught up in whatever and like trying to fight and run away from your own like demons and just battling that like internal struggle, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was pretty smooth and it was you can't put a genre on that project really.
No, and it's also 5 songs, no skips.
Appreciate it. This man, like, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, because yeah. like I and also like so you ended it with the spoken joint at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember like word for word, but it's about the like the moths or the mosquitoes or whatever. Yeah. This fly into yeah. the bug zapper.
Yeah.
And like, so expand on that. Like talk about that. Cause I love that part. I remember even messaging you right after it dropped. I listened to it yeah. and it hit you up right after. Like, and yeah. this was the one part that stuck with me.
True shit, man. Real story. Honestly, true story. My grandma and I, we always used to go camping together. We just me and her, we yeah. go out to the woods or whatever, like in Hocking Hills or whatever. Like, and, yeah, she would always bring this big like blue bug zapper, and it was like, and she would even keep it in the backyard too for like, when we'd hang out back there in the backyard.
Yeah.
But straight up, I noticed like she would always have that every time, and these bugs, these moths, would always start flying towards the zapper, and I couldn't understand that really as a kid. I was like, why are they drawn to this like
right.
this light? Like clearly, and then you see everybody else is dying. Like you see all these other moths are dying. You still. You know what I'm saying? But it's instinctual. So
sure.
nothing they can do about it, you know?
Yeah. So what's the correlation there?
So I feel like it's the same. It's like human nature. You know, we have like animalistic qualities sometimes like that too. You know, like we're impulsive. We give into our urges and our desires, even though we know like that potentially could lead to our downfall or whatever, you know. Definitely. Like, we still get drawn to it, and we want the fake shit, we want the fake lights, we just pile on top of each other to get to it, you know what I'm saying? We're just clawing our way to the top or whatever, knowing that there may not even be anything on the other side there for us. You
definitely
know?
Yeah,
it's like, and it's just a cycle, it's just how it definitely goes, you yeah know?
So I will say this, you are one of the more unique people I've ever met.
Thank you, sir.
In terms of everything, but in terms of the way you view the world and the world's problems. Thank so you, I was watching you on, I mean, shout out to the 101 show on YouTube. I was watching the 101 versus the truth about the Black Lives Matter movement. And I just kind of wanted to expound on that with you for a moment about your response to that was kind of just unique, as I said. It's true to you though.
Yeah.
So like basically for Black Lives Matter movement is a, I don't know that, I'm not gonna say I'm like the most educated person on the subject. Right, right. So like I don't wanna misspeak for it, but the way I see it is it's a cause within the Black community and outside of that even. For against police brutality and so on and so forth.
Right, right.
So, but you have a unique perspective on this. So, how do you view it?
So, my perspective has evolved, changed. Okay, I've given it a lot of thought lately. Sure. I got a little bit more of a sweet spot for it than I probably would have a little bit ago.
Okay.
But I still got my, you know what I'm saying? I got to hold them accountable, you know, like the movement accountable for what I feel like they haven't executed on properly, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And I feel like the movement has been hijacked, if anything, and that may be the main problem. I feel like that it's been hijacked to push whatever like political agenda they've got, you know what I'm saying? Like there are parties that have their hands on this movement and are trying to use it to accomplish whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, what their goals are.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, wherever you lean politically, I feel like you kind of got to have a little bit of a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Like that goes left, right, whatever, wherever you are. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you have parties that are trying to hijack a movement that's supposed to be for the betterment of the people, it's not okay. You know, it's not okay.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. So, we can get as political as you want to get.
We can go as far as
it is. Okay. You know, we openly, I don't know if you were joking. I don't think you were joking, but we were talking about you were going to vote for Kanye.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a Kanye guy because, I mean, I love Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
But is it beyond the, is it just the celebrity? Or do you actually believe in what he's saying?
I believe in taking everything he says at face value, you know? If you listen to this man's interviews at all, it's like you can hear the intent. You can hear the real passion and desire to truly make a change. You know, like he really wants to do something in this country. Like he truly cares about people as of lately. He had an awakening, and it was like, it was always about Kanye, you know, before, but I really feel like he really wants to do his part on this planet and leave a mark, you know? So I feel like, yeah, he wants to make, he doesn't only just want to do this for the United States. He said he wants to be the leader of the free world. And so what that means is like, he really wants to make a global change, you know, like, and set an example for other countries. And I believe that he's talked about it before. I think he was like $5 million. No, he was in debt, like some millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
And then now he's like a billionaire.
Yeah.
In 5 years. And it's like, he believes that if you were to set out all the paperwork, all of this nation's debt, everything, all the numbers, he could dig us out of that hole. If you just set it in front of him, because he's a planner. He's a strategist. That's what he does. And so he thinks if you just laid it all out in front of him, all the plans, he'd be able to reverse us out and get us out of debt and put us in a surplus, which you could say that's not possible. But, you know what I'm saying?
It's a lot. So maybe it's a shot. I'd say it's improbable.
I think that it could be done.
It could be done. I just don't know. I haven't seen enough from Kanye to say Kanye's the one.
Well, I don't know if he is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I'm looking just at money situations, if I thought anybody was going to do it, I thought Trump would do it.
Right.
Just if we're just speaking money.
Well, Trump's strategy is using his bankruptcy and using, you know what I'm saying, debt to create opportunity for himself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So his isn't really about his approach is never really about surplus, you know, or anything like that. So that's just kind of his
fair
way.
That's fair, because he's gone bankrupt quite a few times.
And that's the game.
He bounced back, and
that's the game, you know. Yeah. Like that's how you make it work sometimes, you know. But
yeah, for sure. So I don't know when this will come out, but earlier this week or last week, I think, I don't know when it happened. I don't even know what I'm going to call them. The random militia that stormed the Capitol.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I thought that was terrible, bro.
Yeah.
Terrible. I think it says something about, it says something about the temperament of the country right now.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think that is, and a lot of people are trying to say this is representative of everybody on the right.
I disagree with that.
That's definitely, I feel like that's out of pocket a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But
they're extremists.
And the thing is, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of what they do with like Muslims. Yeah. You know, like how they try to act like every time you see someone with a hijab on, like they're a terrorist. It's like, that's not the case, you know? And we shouldn't label them. We need to look closely and figure out who is the actual culprit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
Who is really the problem here? Because if we start blanketing everybody as this, you know, that's a problem.
It's the internment camps from World War II.
Yeah.
All Asian or Asian looking people are going to go to these camps because we can't trust any of you.
Right.
It's, I mean, if we're being really honest, I mean, it's a minor version of Nazism.
Yeah.
Let's put everybody in.
Yes.
In camps.
Right.
Basically, I mean, like, I mean, I believe that there was a talk early on in Trump's presidency. I don't know if Trump said it or if one of his like supporters said it was something like that. Something about marking Muslim individuals somehow.
I don't know about that, but
I can't remember where it came from, but that's the same thing. And it's you can't fight, like, I think that's wrong. Like,
right, yeah, that's terrible.
I think that's terrible. If it was him or one of his supporters or whoever, right? Yeah. It could be him, it could be Joe Schmo down the street. That's terrible.
Right.
But at the same time, it's also terrible to say, oh, you're a Republican, you're a racist.
Right. And I see a lot of that, you know?
Yeah.
And
so I mean, my parents are both Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you for a fact that neither one of my parents are racist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I'm going to trust their political views.
Right.
But that's just my personal opinion. Right. But
that don't make them evil though.
Yeah, exactly. You know, right. That's my point. It's like, I just disagree. Like I don't, on like, almost every front, I disagree with the Republican.
Right.
I'm pro Second Amendment, but I'm also like, this is where I'm crazy like you in this spot. Because if the Second Amendment is to fight the country or like fight against tyrants,
yeah,
we got to be able to have everything tyrants have.
Right.
So I should be able to buy a fighter jet. I should be able to buy, if I have the money to do it, I should be able to buy it.
See, that's wild. I don't know about that.
We can't win then. Then the Second Amendment's worthless.
I don't feel like
they have tanks, they have jets, they have nuclear weapons.
Right.
We're sitting here with nothing.
But I mean,
we have semi-automatic weapons.
You know, it's situational, you know, like you got to think, is the government really going to like fire on a armed militia? You know, do they really want smoke like that? You know?
Yeah,
like,
but that's my thing is if they do, we're done.
You know what I mean?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, it's almost dumb at this. Like, that's my argument with the Second Amendment. Like, debates,
yeah,
is it's like there's, it's just kind of dumb. It's like if we're saying, because like that's the big thing, is it's not for hunting, it's for fighting tyrants.
That was originally the intention, yeah.
Which that's fine,
yeah.
But the tyrants, now if they become tyrants,
yeah,
they have way more than we do.
Yeah,
like it's not. It's like disproportionate. Like we're here, they're way up here. Like it's not even a.
And that's how it evolved, because when it first started, like all the weapons were like,
we all had muskets. Like let's calm down.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I don't know, and still also the self defense aspect comes into play too. You know,
like, oh for sure,
everybody
for sure.
Being able to arm themselves, and you know, I think that's important.
Oh, that definitely. I just think that if that's what your argument's going to be, is like, like I said, I'm pro Second Amendment. I think everybody should have a gun that wants to have a gun.
Right.
Good for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't personally own any guns, but I'm not against anybody else that does.
Yeah, especially with like the black community, bro. Like, we definitely should be like responsibly armed.
Yes.
You know, like having taking weapons out of the black community, like, or this is not, it's not a smart move right now, you know. Obviously, we need to clean up, make sure it's all, you know what I'm saying, being used properly, because like if you look at Chicago, like,
yeah,
that's not going well, you know. But like the average,
they're anti-gun, right? Like they're completely,
so Chicago has the strictest gun laws.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're like
the entire nation, and yet has the worst gun crime. So it says something.
I agree. Like, you taking away the guns isn't gonna, the bad guys don't give up the guns.
Right.
It's,
you know,
it's just kind of the thing.
Yeah. And I mean, plus they just, as soon as you take them out, like they just ship them back over from somewhere else.
Yeah. And I think it's just weird. I also think just keeping up with the gun thing and playing both sides of the fence here. I think it's weird when people are just walking around with fully automatic rifles on their chest just because they can.
Open carry.
Yeah. Type. It's just, why are you doing that? Like, yeah, you're doing that to intimidate us and that's not cool.
Yeah. You're just trying to be like, yeah, you're trying to be some type of way, you know?
Yeah, like I don't know what you're gaining from that, except for like you have some sort of inferiority complex that like you got to deal with inside yourself,
right? Like, because
otherwise, there's no reason for you to walk around like that. Like,
no reason. Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand it at all. But like one of our biggest most of the time when these arguments happen, I'm usually like in the middle.
Yeah, I peeped that actually.
And then, like, so I'm like, I'm fairly moderate,
right?
As like, I consider myself a centrist. I would say like, I don't fit like a true centrist,
right?
Because like the thing is, if you look at a political map, like Democrats aren't actually left wing; they're just left of Republicans,
right?
So I'm an actual centrist, like I'm actually in the middle,
right?
But one of the things we were talking about was hate speech.
Yeah,
you don't believe hate speech is a thing?
I believe okay. So if you want to define hate speech,
yes,
in legal terms, like in a government type of sense, no such thing.
Okay,
obviously there is like speech that is hateful,
for sure.
But do we incriminate? Do we, you know what I'm saying? Do we lock people up or fine them for speech? Like, no, there's no category for like hate speech.
It's freedom of speech.
It's all freedom.
At the end of the day,
free speech. That's all it is.
Because we have a friend who said that if someone comes up to you and calls you the N-word, they should go to jail.
We have a friend who thinks that, and it's like, I'm not with that because if you want to give the government that type of power, you know what I'm saying? If you want to give them that type of power, then okay, you hand that power to them, and it's like, where do they stop? You know, like where are they going to draw the line? Because now this is illegal. And it's like, okay, well, if you misgender someone on accident, now they can lock you up for that too, because it happens actually.
It definitely has. No, I've done it. Like,
right.
So I definitely understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to harp on this guy that said this because he's not here to defend himself on it. But he also said that like it only works one way. Like, so a black person can go to a white person and say whatever they want. And that's, you can't have, like, unfortunately, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you either, there's specific hate speech that puts you in jail.
Right.
Or there's not.
Right.
Like, it can't be, you get to say it, but we don't, so on and so forth. Like,
because it's all, and that would all change based on who's in power.
Exactly. And it's just scary. It's such a weird, it's almost like, it's a fascist mindset. Like,
it is, you know,
like and the thing is, this man is he's a radical left, like by a lot. And so like for him to say that, I was like, you can't do that. Like,
you see, and that's why I feel like I'm moderate, if anything, low key, or maybe maybe you could say I'm,
I'd say you're a slight conservative.
You could say that, you know what I'm saying? But, I feel like a lot of my stances aren't even really all that far out there. You know what I'm
saying? They're not crazy, crazy. It's just the way you have a crazy way of presenting them. Sometimes you've been doing a great way.
I do.
At right now, like today, you've been speaking real, real eloquently and like saying stuff that's like, you know, like it makes sense. And I'm like, this ain't the Jalen I know.
So what I do is like, if I really need to make a point, if I'm like really trying to convince you or something, then I'm gonna just give you the most radical example, right? And I'm gonna just like, I'll give you the most wild thing, and then be like, okay, so this is where it could go wrong in any of these little parts right here. You know what I'm saying? If this is the middle, I'm gonna give it to you all the way on the right or all the way on the left, and then be like, look at how much room there is in here for it to go wrong.
Yeah, but nobody sees it that way. We all just be hearing you say this radical shit, and we're like,
I mean, it is what it is, bro.
Man's acting up.
I am down the middle though for the most part.
I was gonna say today he's much more calm and reserved because the camera's on him.
I'm trying to.
But speaking about cameras on you, not to like change the subject too much, but YouTube, how long have you been on YouTube?
YouTube, I think I'm about 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years okay. now. So I'm about to, I'm really about to get my personal channel going again. Sure. So you're going to see all, basically my channel is called Chaos Versus the World, Chaos v. the World. I think it's like, it might be all one word. I got to check, but I'm sure we can work that out.
Yeah, I can put the link in the
Yeah, for sure. So then basically my channel is all about Chaos Versus the World. It's basically like me taking on the world, and I want to show people my journey. I kind of want to do something that's never been done before. Like, I want to take people on the journey from me not knowing anything about music, about the industry, entertainment, nothing, and just kind of like following my journey all the way until I make it, which I inevitably will do. So I kind of just want to be able to document it and follow it and let people be able to see, for like people who were like me, who started off as an aerospace engineer in college, right? Like, I started off, that was my major. To say, hey, you could switch that up. You know what I'm saying? You could start from scratch at 19 years old and just be like, yo, flip the switch on your life, and then this is how you do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like a, it's like a book that you could just follow it along. You know what I'm saying? Like a guidebook or something. So that's kind of what my channel is about. So I've got vlogs. I've got like tutorial videos and stuff like that coming along. So 2021, it's going down on that channel. So yeah, I also got a couple channels that I'm not really active on anymore. But yeah, we'll leave that in the description. So in case you want to see, it's just like entertaining content, like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like vlogs and like a couple skits and like challenges, stuff like that.
I was like, your girl has a channel too, right?
Yeah.
We'll leave that down there too.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
We'll link everybody up. Do you want to get into the major switch for school?
Yeah.
I mean, cool. Do you want the story?
I mean, we could get into that.
Okay. This man had an existential crisis.
Yeah, y'all. He's talking about, so.
So yeah, go ahead and get, because that's one of my favorite stories from you. It's inspirational.
You're talking about the
tab,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, basically, all right. So I like to say, how I like to tell people is, bro, like I died, basically. I died.
That's, you know, the craziest shit I've ever heard.
I died. You know.
Yeah.
I'm not the man I was 3 years ago, like almost in every sense of the word, because basically I was, what was I thinking? I was like 19. I just moved in my new apartment, and I was with my girl, Ariana.
Shout out to Ariana.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we decided we were going to take acid for our anniversary. Right. So LSD. If you know what's up. So yeah, I didn't know what we were getting into. Like, I thought, I had heard from people that it was like kind of like weed, it's a little bit crazier. So I didn't know what I was getting into for,
okay,
right? I had taken bad advice.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, we'll see, you know.
I heard you see dragons.
Yeah, well, see, there's a whole lot of misconceptions.
I've never seen dragons with weed.
Some people say,
I lost my legs with an edible once, but
for real. Dude, I swear, dude, my kneecaps a couple of times. As people like to
under exaggerate, but like,
you never get a until you actually do it yourself,
right?
You know? So yeah, what happened was basically I just had the time of my life, bro. Like, basically it was like I literally had, we both had a panic attack, like crazy, because we didn't know what was going on. Like, it was just insane. Like, when we reached the peak, it was like I just started like disassociating with who I was. You know, I started like losing a grip on everything that I had known before. Mm-hmm. So basically, because it is a dissociative drug, right? So I took this tab, and it was like when I reached the peak, I started to I was sitting on the couch, and we were just staring at nothing. And I asked myself, I was like, what am I doing right now? And then so I asked her, I was like, what are we doing right now? And then she was like, what do you mean? I was like, what are we doing right now? She was like, we're sitting on the couch. And I was like, no, what are we doing right now? And all of a sudden, it just smacked me. And I just had like this like epiphany. And I just was like, all of a sudden, it felt like the entire, like, as you ever seen one of those memes where they zoom out on like an ant, and then it's like, then they compare it to an elephant, and then they compare it to the earth, and then they compare it to the galaxy, and then they compare it to, I had like that moment all happened to me all at one time.
But you
and I was like, I was just like zooming. I was zooming through the entire universe, what it felt like. And I was like, yo, I'm on this little tiny space rock right now, floating around on this couch. And my whole life, I stress about this and stress about that, worry about this and that. But really, if we were to blow up right now, this planet were to just explode right now, what would change in the universe? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And so, like, why do I stress about my life or like what was going on when this means absolutely nothing? Like, literally, we are a rock floating around in space. And to me, that just like put everything into perspective, because I had been like a kind of controlling type person. Like, mm-hmm. I always had to have like my hand on the steering wheel and everything in my life. Mm-hmm. And so it was an ego check for me. So literally what they call that is ego death. So at that moment where you just have where the drug kicks in to the point where you just reach this point of blankness, like where you disassociate from everything that you know. So I was, for the first time in my life, forced to confront like objective reality.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's got their reality is shaped by their experiences, right? A lot of people never actually experience what it's like to have reality like on a completely objective scale, like just be a blank slate. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that was really eye-opening because everybody's programmed, you know?
Yeah.
And for a second there, it was like for a few minutes to an hour, the programming was gone and it was like I was just nobody. I wasn't me. And it was lit. And so I was able to actually see myself from before and be like, yo, it was like a list or something. I was like, yo, I could see this and like, I don't like this. What is this? Why would I do this? And I could see like, why do people see me this way? Or like, and I was like, yo, I got to get rid of this. So I was like, you know what? I was like, okay, this is weird, but I'm going to use this right now. So when I came out of it, I couldn't even speak really. Like I was just like dead silent for like 24 hours. And I was just like, I would just stare and think. And from that moment on, I was never the same guy again. You know, like I just decided to change everything. Like I saw my life, my passions, my habits, everything that I thought that I loved for the reasons that I loved. I don't know if I actually loved them. You know, I was like, was I just trained or programmed to like this? I questioned it all, you know? So that's why I decided to quit my aerospace engineering major. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna follow my passion. Like I'm gonna do what I want to do, which is whatever I want to do. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know? So, So I switched my major to arts management, and I decided that I'm gonna go with the wind, and I'm gonna pick something for myself, and I'm gonna go full speed at it. Because my mom wanted me to go to Harvard since I was when I was a kid. She wanted me to be like this, and she set the bar high so that I could. You know, they say if you shoot for the moon and you miss, you still end up in the stars, right? So I ended up going to OSU, which just ain't nothing to sneeze at, you know, like that's still a good school or whatever. But I just decided like I'm gonna do me. Like I wasn't living for me. I was becoming an engineer because that's what my mom wanted me to do, really, you know. And
which is admirable, but like you gotta live for yourself.
Right, you know. And I realized like because that was killing me mentally. Like I wasn't living for myself, you know. So now I feel better than ever, you know, like I feel great now. Like I'm going after my passions, going after what I love. And I would have never known that I could do music, you know?
Yeah.
I would have never known. So then shortly after that, I made my first song like 2-3 months later. I was like, I don't know what hit me. I just was like, you know, screw it. Like I'm going in, like, I'm gonna go do this. Like, I'm gonna just start making stuff. So I made a YouTube shortly after. You know what I'm saying? Like I just started following whatever my whims were, you know?
So. Yeah, definitely. Going back to what you said about being like if the world blew up right now, what would happen? One of the things I like, because I used to be the same way. I'd have to like I'd be in control of everything. I'd stress out about everything. Mm-hmm. And then like, as you live life and you go through your trials and tribulations and whatnot, you like stuff stops mattering as much. I don't want to say that like as in a, but like you start to realize like really I had to teach myself, and I tell myself this anytime I start to get stressed out, there's really only two options in life. Either it will work out or you'll die and it's not your problem anymore.
Right.
That, and I mean, that sounds crazy, but like that's literally that's life. It. Like there's no other option.
Right. Right.
Like those are the only two options. Either it works out or you're dead. Those are the only things. It's literally life or death.
That's right.
And it doesn't, nothing you do is really going to change it that much.
Right. Right.
So stressing out about it does nothing. But how's your mom feel about you switching majors?
It was a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
It was a hard pill to swallow, you know. She's the type of person though that like is like super, the reason why she wanted me to do the whole Harvard thing and like because she wanted to be proud. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she was, sure. She's always gonna be proud of me. She wanted me to strive for the best that I could. So I promised her, I was like, I'm gonna do this thing, and like, I'm gonna do the best I can. Like, you're gonna be just as proud because, you know, this is me shooting for the moon still. It's just definitely a different path, you know? So, she swallowed, when she was able to swallow that pill, I showed her one of my songs, and it was like, yeah, she cried actually.
Oh, really?
She cried when she heard my song, and it's called Disconnect. It was one of the first songs that I released, and it was like, actually, I believe that I could do this, you know? Because before, like, I put out some like mid, like ass to mid music. Like, it was like, it was bad. But then I put out that song, and it was like, I made that song and put it out, and I was like, oh yeah, I believe in myself now. I think I could do this. And so I showed it to her. Yeah, she cried. And to this day, it's still her favorite song.
Really?
Because, and it's not even like my best song, you know, but it was like, for her, it was the moment where she was like,
accepted. Okay. Yeah.
And I kind of like, for me, it was a moment where I came into my own.
Sure.
You know, for in her eyes, because like, I had always just done what she had wanted. And so like, to her, I kind of became like my own individual at that moment. So yeah, it's her favorite. So, but,
okay. If you could give like any advice to another artist that's listening to this, or somebody that's maybe not even an artist yet, but like has thought about it, you know what I mean, but never been courageous enough to pick up the pen and start writing or do whatever it is, right? Or draw whatever their thing is, pick up the camera and start talking to it. What do you give? What advice do you give to these people?
I would say don't waste a single another day. Do not waste a single day. And whatever you want to do, like, you should run at that at 100% speed, like go full speed at it. Because I don't want to like put pressure on anybody, but you know, life is too short for you to not go after what it is you want to do. You know, like if you are questioning it and you're questioning, do I actually like this? Then just take a second, put whatever it is you're doing to the side and follow what it is you're thinking about doing. Like, you need to get out there and start doing it. Because if I had waited more time on the music, like, where would I be right now? You know, like, or on the music or whatever it is I'm doing, you know, like every single day you're going to look back and be like, well, what if I had done this that day or something? And sometimes it's okay to like not even move, at like this astronomically fast rate. But I heard someone gave me this one advice and was like, this one piece of advice before, not too long ago. And they said, basically just make sure that each and every single day you do something, no matter how small, to advance your goal. That way you will always keep that mindset focused on it, you know, because once you start letting a day go by here, go by there, you kind of lose sight, you lose focus. So I would tell them, I would be like, just make sure you just keep chipping away. No matter how fast or slow, I would advise you to go fast, you know,
definitely.
Right. But it is okay though, because life, like, you got to stop some other roses too, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah,
don't try to fast forward through the struggle. The struggle is where you become you, I think. So like, if I would have just jumped from where I was 2.5 years ago when I started podcasting, or, you know what I mean? Or even, even if I started, jump from 9th grade me to now with writing music, like, like if I was writing music like I was, like I am now in 19, like, or I'm 9th grade, I don't know what I said, 19 too though, shit,
right?
9th grade, like, I don't think I would be able to, because I didn't live the life to get there. So don't try to, I mean, like, you go 100% towards your goals, but don't get discouraged when you don't hit them right away.
You gotta
learn to live with, you gotta learn to fail before you can learn to succeed.
You see, I actually had to deal with that too. It was like, as soon as I started, I expected the accolades. Yeah. This is just like start piling. I thought that I don't know if I thought it, but like, I just really felt like I should see this steady rise.
I did.
Like however committed I was, I thought that's how much I should reap from it, you know, but that's just not the case. You know, sometimes.
Yeah. You reap what you sow is kind of it's true. Long term,
it's a slow process, you know, and sometimes you can, like, there are people who work so hard and like go way harder than I am, or like go way harder than people who have made it, you know, and haven't made it yet, you know. Like, for example, like the writer of one of my favorite anime series, My Hero Academia, he had written so many different novels and manga, right? And he was about to give up because he had put in so much work and it just wasn't working for him, right? And so then he wrote My Hero Academia right in the clutch when it was like 2012 when Avengers came out and mm-hmm. it was in that superhero era, like when it was going crazy. And he decided, he was like, all right, he wrote it up and put it out, and now it is like the number one performing anime in America. And it was like,
that's crazy.
So it's like, dude, like, you never know, like you could be just about to give up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you drop a banger or whatever. Like, yeah. And it just people just eat it up, you know? So yeah.
It's like that meme that you see all the time about like Oprah was fired at this age, or so-and-so was fired at this, or so-and-so was told J.K. Rowling was bankrupt at this age.
Right.
Like all these people. And then 4 years later, they were all the biggest people in their profession.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, you never really know what's happening. Like, mm-hmm. Just keep going for it.
Right.
That's my recommendation for you.
Facts.
Speaking of recommendations, could you recommend a song for the people to listen to?
Okay. So, first of all, I'm about to drop like real soon. I don't know when this
a couple weeks.
Out. Okay. Well, this will probably be out by now. I got the song. It's called I Can't Lose. It's a little rock star joint. You know what I'm saying? So, I got a video. Should be out by the time y'all see this. It's called I Can't Lose. It's a rock star joint. I'm filming it on C-State campus. So it'll be cool. I already got the cover art and everything already out there circulating, so I'll peep that. As far as like what I've already released, I just dropped an EP, as y'all know. So make sure you go check that out. Before that, I dropped a music video with Mac Lawrence. Mac Lawrence Films. People know what's up, like in the city, with Mac Lawrence. Go peep that. It's called Hands Up, with Mac the Chopper. It's pretty dope.
Okay.
I messed with that one. Yeah.
Is there any other artists you want to shout out? Let other people know about. It doesn't have to be somebody you've worked with either. It can be, you could just say Childish Gambino.
Yeah, no. I've been me and Grayson June have been chopping it up lately. So yeah. I want to say, yeah, we got some work to do. We got a joint that's coming along actually. So, I also want to say, shout out to my boy. I won't do that.
But. Yeah. So, and then lastly, can you recommend an album? Can be yours, can be anybody's.
I haven't actually released an album yet, so okay. I'm working on it. But I kind of like the way that I approach this is like I want to make sure I build I want to build a fan base. I'm still trying to construct the fan base first, and then I want to give them that. You know what I'm saying? Something for them to look forward to.
That reward for supporting you before it.
Right. You know. So for now, I'm on the singles and EP type wave right now. So I just give out these little projects or whatever. Cause I'm trying to give people a taste of what I can do, you know, because like I can do so many different things with this music thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's not even just me being like conceited or whatever. Like that's just acknowledging the fact that I have so many different styles and different lanes. So like no EP or single I drop will sound like the last, you know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of want to keep showing off the versatility. And I'm still finding my versatility, you know?
Yeah,
so like, I'm still, every single time I make a project, I'm finding out things that I can do that I didn't even know I could. So, I'm gonna just keep putting out stuff like that and, letting y'all get a taste of like how my range, and then, I'll probably get to an album sometime.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 2022, but I don't want to put
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Look into the camera and shout out any social medias where they can find you.
Okay.
So on and so forth.
So yeah, you can find me. Everything is similar to Kid Chaos, Kid_Chaos. So Instagram is Kid_Chaos with 3 S's. Twitter is Kid Chaos with 3 S's. No underscore. You can search Kid Chaos, KID, all caps, CHAO, $ on Facebook. I don't use Facebook. You don't need to bother with that. But I think TikTok is KID_CHAOSSS.
You be doing TikTok?
No, I don't. But no, I mean, I upload one here and there. You know what I'm saying?
I've been trying to get my TikTok game strong.
I'm gonna have to. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get.
That's how people are blowing music, up right now.
Right?
Yeah.
You get all your songs popping there right now. So
for sure.
I think that's all of it. I mean, I'm not gonna get my Snapchat out.
And then it'd be weird. All right, guys. It's been real.